I just want to know your whole reaction to this day, because it's really special, isn't it?
Well, you're honoring a special man. This Jackie Robinson is a special person in this country and this world. And he is supposed to be honored. He's supposed to have some greater honors. And baseball is doing all they can do. The Dodgers are doing everything they can do. The courts who own the Dodgers are involved in the Jackie Robinson Foundation, donating $1 million for 42 kids to get an education. And that's what Jackie and Rachel Robinson are all about. They are very much involved and very much concerned about kids getting education. Getting education and becoming ready. If they can't play sports, they can do something else in life. You can be something else in this great country. And that's what the whole idea is about, because that's what makes those people special.
I'm thinking those 60 years has gone by. Is it hard to believe?
Yes, I'm glad I'm still here.
Absolutely.
And I'm the only one left of that era as far as the Dodgers are concerned. And, you know, as far as the black guys are concerned, Roy Campanella's gone, Jackie's gone, Dan Bankhead's gone, and Larry Doby's gone from the American League. So I'm lucky enough to still be here, and I don't know how long I'll be here, but I'll be 81 in June, and I'm going to try to stay here a little while longer on this side of the grass rather than the other side.
I just want to get your reaction to if you remember the day that he stepped on the field when you, obviously you weren't there at the time.
I was there.
Or you were there at the time.
Yes, I was. I happened to be on my way back to Nashville, New Hampshire for 1947, and I had to go see Branch Rickey at Ebbets Field because he was there, of course, with Jackie, watching Jackie from the press box, from his personal box. And I had to see him about a little thing called $1,000 that I owed him from a barn the year before. And he misunderstood what I asked him about the $1,000. He said, well, why don't you go get your release down at the office? Just tell him that I sent you down to get your release. So I started out of his box, and something told me, Don, turn around and explain to Mr. Rickey what you're talking about. And I went back and I said, Mr. Rickey, I'm talking about the $1,000 over here. He said, what $1,000? I said, you'll owe me $1,000. Don't worry about it. I said, well, that's all I wanted to know. He said, well, go on to Nashville then and have a great year. And I went back and won 19 ball games, lost 6, and started a career, further career on in the Dodger organization.
But what do you remember about the historic day as far as Jackie taking the field?
I watched the game.
You did.
I watched the game for 7 innings. Mr. Rickey had a seat for me, and I watched the game for 7 innings. Then I had to go to Grand Central Station to catch the train to Boston and to go on to Nashville, New Hampshire.
But what was the atmosphere in the building in that place?
Well, it was in Ebbets Field, and the people in Ebbets Field were truly professional fans. I love them in Brooklyn. And they made no big deal out of it. They cheer for Jackie, and they hope for Jackie, and they pray for Jackie. And Jackie didn't do too well that first day. But listen, that was the way it was. But he did a lot after that, though. He did what Jackie Robinson was capable of doing, and that was win. And he always believed in winning. He did not believe in losing.
Did you get a taste of the what history meant at that time?
Yeah, I was only 19 years old, but I knew what history was. I knew what it was about. I lived as a black man all my life, growing up, and I was, again, only 19, but I knew what was going on. And there was a Negro League that I played in with the Newark Eagles, and we had to learn a lot about traveling the way we traveled and living the way we had to live because we happened to be black, playing where we had to play because we happened to be black, and couldn't play in some of the stadiums that we should have been able to play in, but we played baseball.
One last thing. What would Jackie have said if he was here today?
Jackie would have been happy about what he's seeing and being applauded the way he's being applauded and having all the fans come and listen to what's going on and see what's going on and be involved with him. But he would be very, very, very proud of the fact that he and his wife Rachel have this Jackie Robinson Foundation where they're helping kids with their education, and that's important to him.
Absolutely. Thanks, Doc. Great to see you.